Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. In New York, the investigation is far from over, even though police have captured the man they say is responsible for bombs in New York and New Jersey over the weekend.
While Ahmad Khan Rahami is in custody, charged with attempted murder and unlawful possession of a weapon following his shootout with cops in Linden, New Jersey, there are still pieces missing from the puzzle. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said there is still a lot of information investigators need to find out.
Was he acting alone? Did he have co-conspirators? Was there a foreign connection?
Officials say they found nothing to suggest that Rahami was part of a terrorist cell. No other suspects were being sought on Monday. FBI officials said he was not on their radar. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Fairfax County will be looking for a new school superintendent. Dr. Karen Garza has announced her resignation effective in December when she'll take a new job as president and CEO of a nonprofit education organization based in Ohio. Garza was the first woman to lead the Fairfax County school system. She's been superintendent since 2013. Republican former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore says despite some recent polls that claim a big lead for Hillary Clinton in Virginia, don't assume the Commonwealth is going blue.
Virginia can still go Republican this year, and I think that the more that the people of Virginia compare the direction of the country, the comparing platforms that are being offered, and the behavior of the candidates, I think more and more people are going to the Republican candidate and going to Donald Trump.
Gilmore says Virginians want change, and Trump has proven that he can bring change and be more responsible. Gilmore spoke on WMAL's Drive at 5. Reports say we can add former President George H.W. Bush to the list of Republicans who apparently won't be voting for Donald Trump.
Kennedy family member and former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend posted a picture of herself with the 41st president on Facebook and captioned it, "The president told me he's voting for Hillary." Townsend later confirmed to Politico the 92-year-old told her during a recent interview he would vote for the Democrat in this year's presidential election. A spokesman for the elder Bush won't confirm it, telling the political news site the former president would cast his vote as a private citizen. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Lawmakers in Annapolis today are getting advice on what they should do to prepare for the imminent arrival of driverless cars.
There are all kinds of legislative concerns driverless cars bring with them, says State Senator Jim Rosapat.
It's like any other new technology. There are opportunities and there are risks. The challenge for policymakers is to maximize the opportunities and minimize the risks.
Chief among his concerns going in is a liability system that's been built around drivers. So who's responsible for crashes when there is no driver?
We've built environments over the past 120 years around cars with drivers. Lots of things are going to change.
His panel today includes the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Congress is defending your right to Yelp. Legislation passed by the House would ensure that customers who want to post negative reviews on websites like Yelp or TripAdvisor can do so without legal repercussions. That's in response to some businesses that have made customers sign non-disparagement clauses and have occasionally sued them if a bad review shows up. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,120, the Nasdaq at 5,235. Sports' Danny Espinosa's three-run homer isn't enough as the Nats lose to Miami. The O's lose ground, falling to Boston. Monday Night Football, the Eagles beat the Bears. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, what you need to know if you're heading out of Dumfries, that you will hit the volume approaching the Occoquan, but hang on, there's more trying to get through Newington up onto the Beltway. As you merge onto those express lanes, a couple incidents on the shoulders. It affects both the express and the main lines of that stretch of the Beltway. Beltway Interloop at St. Barnabas Road also have a crash. Now for 66, eastbound right as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. Accident just happened. Looks like cars are trying to swerve around. Second lane looks like almost from the left side. No help on the scene yet. Again, 66 east as you come up to the Capitol Beltway. On the ride Maryland 95, now it's 212 from the ICC to join onto the outer loop. We had an earlier accident. It's gone. Germantown, a little extra pressure on 117 Clopper Road as you try to get up to Waring Station Road, clearing a three-car crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front to the east should keep moisture to our east today. Chesapeake Bay points east out toward the coast. That's where most of the rain will stay. Cloudy here. West and north also stay cloudy. Low 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy. Low 70s. Cloud to go away to sunshine tomorrow with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 69 in Herndon, 66 in Beltsville, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Fast food restaurants are doing better on antibiotics in their meat. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And at the bottom of this hour, we've got Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations and a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Good friend of this program. Ambassador Bolton, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you. Okay, listen, we want to get into the big UN meeting that's going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But you're a man who looks at the world with a practiced eye and an understanding of national security issues as well as diplomatic issues. Take a look at what has happened in the last couple of days in New York, New Jersey with these bombings. Anything that jumps out at you?
Well, I think, number one, the demonstration that the terrorist threat in the United States remains very, very real. I think we'll need to know more about these specific devices, but it could have been a lot worse, and there's really no indication that that more is not coming. No coincidence. One of the first things that jumped out at me was that these attacks occurred on the weekend before dozens of heads of governments and foreign ministers and thousands of journalists and diplomats from all over the world show up in New York. So if there were ever a moment in our presidential campaign to talk about the dramatically different worldviews about how to handle terrorism between Trump on the one hand and Obama and Clinton on the other, this is it. That debate's not going to occur at the UN this week. It should occur in the American presidential race.
Well, and given that, you know, you're seeing both of the candidates sort of make the case that they're the only ones who can keep us safer. You also saw Hillary Clinton yesterday say that she's always been, Ambassador Bolton, she's always been for tough vetting of migrants and people coming into this country. You know, she was Secretary of State for 4 years. You know how the State Department works. They've got a lot to say about the vetting process and about the visa process. Are you aware of anything in her record? Forget about advocating. What did she actually do?
Well, she did nothing, and this is typical of the way the Clintons campaign. She's got a schizophrenia in her approach now. She needs to be Obama's third term. She needs Obama's voters to turn out for her. But she understands when terrorists strike like this that she can't really approach it the same way Obama does. So she'll say almost anything, and she's been doing it the past couple days. But her foreign policy, her national security policy, her anti-terrorism policy will be Obama's third term. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, okay. At the UN, apparently the Russians are calling for a UN Security Council meeting over the airstrikes that went awry in Syria. What do you think the United States should do here?
Well, Well, the Russians get the chutzpah award of the month for that. after everything they've done to support the Assad regime the past 5 years and even before that. And it's just a demonstration of the contempt they have for Obama and Kerry after these endless negotiations on a ceasefire. This was obviously a mistake, the strike by United States forces against Syrian government forces. And that should have been an end of it right there. But instead, it's turned into a diplomatic charade to embarrass the United States. I think it shows the Russians were never serious about the ceasefire agreement to begin with. And what we ought to do is dramatically change our policy, which is certainly not going to happen until Obama leaves office, if then, if he wins.
Here's what I'm not understanding, Ambassador Bolton, about the ceasefire and about these airstrikes. And just to refresh the memories of everyone listening, over the weekend, there were airstrikes conducted by U.S.-led coalition forces that erroneously ended up killing Syrian military members and some civilians, I believe, instead of going after ISIS. I believe they were aiming toward, they thought that they were ISIS fighters. If there was a ceasefire, why was there any airstrike at all?
Because the ceasefire is really not a ceasefire. It's kind of conditional, and various things are accepted by it, and it has so many loopholes that it's probably more loophole than ceasefire. The point was to try and get relief supplies to the civilian population of Aleppo, and only a trickle has gotten through. But it also underlies, I think, the fundamental futility of the Obama administration's policy, which is internally self-contradictory on Syria. They say that their objective is to get rid of the Assad regime, but other than this accidental strike, Obama's done precious little to accomplish that in the past 5 years, and there's a reason for that, because he knows that the Assad regime is propped up by the Ayatollahs in Tehran, and Obama would not do a single thing that could undercut his desire to get the nuclear agreement with Iran. So this whole thing has been just blue smoke and mirrors, really, for the last 5 years.
Going back to your earlier comments about the bombing and how one of the things that jumped out at you was the fact that we've got all these diplomats coming from around the world leaders coming in to New York City. Security is going to be tight. What is it like in a situation like that where, I mean, I can only imagine that the tightest security you can imagine would be around meetings like this, and then in the midst of all that, you have these bombs going off everywhere.
Well, the security is now even tighter in the sense there are more police and National Guardsmen around. I have to say, New York is handling it very well. This weekend, Manhattan is always gridlock, all these VIPs driving around in their motorcades and streets blocked off, and it's a real mess, but New Yorkers are carrying on. I think that's why, though, you have to be worried that with this kind of gathering, the possibility of other strikes in New York this week is very high.
Mm. Mm. Ambassador Bolton, if I can also, with regard to these meetings, President Obama has said that his priority here in these UN meetings is to focus on the refugee crisis, and of course that's most specifically the refugees coming out of Syria and the Middle East. Can I ask you, based on your understanding of the region and the nations involved, what have the Middle Eastern nations done in terms of stepping up and accepting these Syrian refugees? What has Egypt done? What has Saudi Arabia done? What has Jordan done? What has Iran done, for that matter, or Iraq and all the other nations that are very wealthy and could handle these Syrian refugees instead of shipping them to Western Europe and to the United States?
Well, very little is the answer. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. This idea of refugee resettlement is fundamentally a Western idea. But even before that, the foundational point about how to handle refugees is to return them to their country of origin at the earliest opportunity. And it's like everybody has forgotten that. But, you know, the Arab countries, their unwillingness to accept the refugees is not unusual in international affairs. I can remember 25 years ago when we had Vietnamese boat people to worry about, and the United States was prepared to take in several tens of thousands of these people. We were trying to get Japan to take in some Vietnamese boat people, and the Japanese assured us that they would be much happier in the United States because Japan is so culturally different from Vietnam.
All right. Yeah. Unbelievable. And so that's the conversation. And there doesn't seem to be any pushback on that, Ambassador Bolton.
Well, you know, this refugee summit that's going on yesterday and again today is over at the UN compound is like a parallel universe when all over Europe and the United States, people are worried about this unchecked flood of unvetted refugees.
Yep.
And what you're going to hear, what was the speeches yesterday, what you're going to hear today is a call to admit more refugees.
Yep.
I expect we'll hear it from President Obama this morning when he addresses the UN General Assembly.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, thank you again for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
It is now 8:15.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Germantown, what had been a tough trip is getting better. 117 Clopper Road as you come up to Waring Station Road. Three-car crash out of there. All of your travel lanes are open, so go ahead. You can use that much better pace. 270 out of Frederick, most of the way into Rockville with just the heavy volume for the morning commute. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're hung up each direction in Laurel. Southbound inside the Beltway, that crash has finally been cleared. 95 from the ICC to join the Beltway, quite slow. 50 commuters, John Hanson Highway, heading inbound 50 after Church Road for the crash now to the shoulder. Virginia, we're struggling here. Crash in Newington, right half of the roadway blocked. Then the Beltway in Springfield with incidents on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy day today, and we might see some showers east and west of the district. High around 82 degrees. And then tonight, overcast with a low 72. And then tomorrow, your final day of summer.
That's right.
We're going to have cloudy skies early in the day and then partial clearing in the afternoon, high near 85. So that's a nice way to send off summer of 2016. Right now it's 71 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Brian, the St. Lucie Mets down in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I've been to Port St. Lucie. I know where that is.
Are the high A minor league affiliate of the New York Mets Major League Baseball Club. And, you know, I got to say, this may be the first time in my 4 years on this vaunted program and station that I have ever mentioned a story about a minor league baseball team. It's certainly not at the level of single A minor league baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
But right. You would think yesterday that the St. Lucie Mets were the epicenter of the baseball universe.
Yeah, and why is that?
As hundreds of media members came out to see the debut of one Tim Tebow in his Mets uniform. Of course, the fact that he is the legendary quarterback from the Florida Gators probably helped get a lot of attention there in the Panhandle State.
They still like him there.
They sure do. They like him a lot of places. You know, his Florida Gators jersey was the top-selling NCAA jersey of all time.
Is that right?
Yes. And yesterday, his New York Mets number 16 jersey, or to be more specific, the St. Lucie Mets, although it just says Mets on it, so, you know, people think it's the Mets. It was the number one seller yesterday as
well. How about that?
No word on how he actually played the game. Not that that matters much. But we have Tim Tebow there working it down in St. Lucie. He tweeted out that he is very thankful to all of his teammates for putting up with the commotion, and he wants to get the baseball. And you can buy the jersey if you'd like. Gee, I wonder why the Mets signed him.
Yeah, I wonder.
meanwhile, over in football last night, Eagles played on Monday Night Football and beat the Bears. But what's getting a lot of headlines is during the national anthem, two of the players decided to stand with their fists raised high in the air. Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins was one of them, and there you go. It's this Star Spangled Banner protest is as if we needed a reason to feel disdain for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it just confirms what I've always thought about them.
Meanwhile, the Redskins. The discussion continues about the Redskins.
Yeah,
Brian Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Today in the Washington Post, Dan Steinberg in the sports section, the headline is,
saw this.
I was optimistic about the Redskins. I regret the error. What is it about this town? I mean, listen, I know. It's not good to start 0-2.
No, it's really not.
It's not good to start 0-2 when both games were at home.
At home, and 1-0 against a division rival.
Not good to an 0-2 when it's the division rival and when it's your number one most hated rival, the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. But my God, what is with everybody?
Up against, by the way, a rookie quarterback.
But what is with everybody just throwing this team under the bus already? It's like that you walk around this town and you mention the Raiders. Oh, it's over. The Kirk Cousins. You're hearing people say, in fact, you're hearing, and this is, I'm going to answer my own question. You know what's wrong with this town? The culture with the Redskins players who talk to the media all the time off the record, because there were reports yesterday that members of the Redskins have lost confidence in Kirk Cousins. Two games into the season. Last year, he was the hero. He was the man. You like that? And here, two games in, Kirk Cousins, he said, maybe we should start looking elsewhere for a quarterback. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, the reason it starts is that we have been down this road before many times.
I don't want to hear that.
And but we have. And so, I mean, there's a feeling out there that we had great. Well, you know, we had Trevor Maddich on. He talked about how he thought it was going to be a great season. And then yesterday I asked him, do you want to revise your prediction for the season? And he did. Look, it was very troubling. It doesn't seem like this team has gelled. Look, I think it's way premature to write off Kirk Cousins. I didn't want to write off RG3 when he had a couple of bad games. You know, after a season or two, one comes to some conclusions. But I mean, I wasn't one of those, you know, when the first time he stumbled to say, that's it, get rid of RG3. I think Kirk Cousins will find his rhythm. I see signs of brilliance amid the mistakes, but it'll take a little while. And once he gets in the groove, we can see what he can do because we saw it last season. So I don't know that that's going to be a real problem. But this team does not seem to be cohesive. It doesn't seem to be gelled. There are glaring holes on this team, and I had great hopes for the season as well, but I'm not sure now.
Let's not forget that it didn't take, I think, until late October for the Redskins to reach that code red status, if you remember that Jay Gruden said, and then they really turned it on last year. Let's not forget that they play in a pretty weak division, so it's not going to take a whole lot to win the division. Also, let's not forget that this is still a pretty young team with a lot of new components that they're getting together. Sua Cravens, who plays for the Redskins, tweeted out, and I'm with him, I haven't been in D.C. long, but I know real fans support no matter the outcome. Take your all own advice and do better. Hail to the Redskins. And I subscribe myself to that as well. The Redskins, you know, either you're a Red... And no, this whole we've been down this road before. The Redskins have won 3 Super Bowls.
Let's see, when
try
was...
being a Lions fan.
When...
try being a Browns fan.
When was that last
try
Super Bowl?
Try being a Saints fan. You have no idea you've been down this road before. You've got rings. Trust me. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, I was here for the last time that happened. It was 1980.
822 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
92 was the last time. It's finally time to downsize from your existing home. Art and Judy of Potomac, Maryland decided it was the right time for them after 40 years in their home. The couple, well, they just wanted to simplify, so they listed with Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank's incredible marketing system resulted in multiple offers, and within 3 days flat, their home sold for top dollar. Art and Judy's decision to work with Frank Prindle provided them with absolute peace of mind. You see, there is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Plus, Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank's innovative system for selling homes is often imitated, but do not be fooled. There's only one Frank Prindle, so take my advice. Call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit Inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, southbound, the accident near Key Bridge out of the travel lanes. But you know, when we get one lane of two blocked anytime, it really builds up the slowdown. So now with everything open, we're trying to recover south of 123 for those big delays. On the Baltimore Washington Parkway, through Laurel, southbound seems to be our heaviest stretch. So we're actually doing okay on the BW Parkway. Inside the Beltway, cleared out to the earlier crash at 450. 50, trying to get out of Bowie and up to the Beltway. Better, even though we have some slowdowns. The crash before you get to Church Road now, also out of the travel lanes. For 270, it's been about the volume. And again, a reminder, we have major change in the rush hour coming up on Thursday, where Beach Drive will be closed each direction between Tilden Street and where it joins Rock Creek Parkway below the Omni Shoreham for about 6 to 8 months for the rehab project. So think about alternates already, planning in advance. Very good option. All right, here we go. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weak front to our east, that's where most of the precipitation stays today. We should have cloudy sky, though, and that's going to keep temperatures down a bit to about 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees in the nation's capital, 827 on WMAL. Big news out of Fairfax County Public Schools. Yeah. You know, Brian, it seems like we talk about Fairfax County Public Schools a lot with the way the school board operates and a lot of the progressive agendas that they try to push through without the parents' say, and even against the beliefs of many of the parents involved in that school system, it seems. Well, now this is an interesting turn of events. The superintendent for Fairfax County Public Schools, Karen Garza, has announced that she's going to be leaving the job by December 16th, 2016.
I was surprised to see this, actually.
Well, I'm pretty sure the board was surprised to see it, considering they just renegotiated a new gig for her. She just got a new contract. She's been in the job for 3 years. I don't know what that's all about. However, there is a budget shortfall coming up. They're having issues with their proposed 2017 budget, and maybe she's getting out while the getting is good.
I don't know. One gets the sense that there must be something else to this. I mean, maybe it is just a wonderful opportunity that was laid before her, one that she thought she couldn't pass up, to go to this company in Ohio and start work there. But I just have a feeling.
You have a feeling.
It's just a feeling.
Well, now you know. Brian has a feeling.
I got a feeling that there may be some more to this story.
And if there isn't?
Then good luck to her.
It's 828 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorite.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Coming up on WMAL, beware the midnight regulations the Obama administration will pass before they're out of town. And Larry Kudlow, CNBC.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities investigating the bombs in New York and New Jersey are putting together a picture of what may have driven 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami to act.
A note found on the unexploded pressure cooker bomb on 27th Street in Manhattan contained handwritten ramblings that made references to past terrorists, and that includes the Boston bombers. Now, that bomb, as well as one on 23rd Street, which did explode and injured 29 people, bears similarities to the ones that were used by in the Boston Marathon bombing.
Correspondent Evan Perez. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, meanwhile, says investigators are following up every lead, including putting together information on Rahami's visits to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
There is something to learn in this case study. What radicalized Rahami when? Should we have learned something from where he was and when he came back? He went through screenings, but should those screenings be improved? And the investigation is pursuing that course. We also want to find out what, to me, is even more urgent. Did he have any associates that he was working with?
Meanwhile, in Minnesota, authorities say the young man who went on a stabbing spree at a mall last weekend appears to have acted alone in what the FBI calls a potential act of terrorism. The woman who's run the Fairfax County school system for the last 3 years is stepping down. Dr. Karen Garza is resigning effective in December to take over leadership of an Ohio-based nonprofit education organization. And a new poll ahead of next year's race for governor of Virginia finds Ed Gillespie is the early favorite to win the GOP nomination. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,120, the NASDAQ at 52,35. Sports, the Eagles top Chicago on Monday Night Football. Baseball, the Nets drop their third straight. The Orioles lose to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you see those 3 sevens in a row, it's the sign you've hit the jackpot. And that's exactly how you'll feel when you use the 777 service from Snell Heating and Air. Hi, this is Dave Snell from my stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air. And what does 777 mean at Snell? Well, it means our stand-up guys are standing by 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. That's right, even Sundays, at no extra charge. In fact, we encourage people to schedule those appointments on Saturdays and Sundays. Hey, look, we know how busy you are, and that's why I've built the company to be flexible in accommodating your schedule. The stand-up guys from Snell are standing by 777, and we'll go you even one better. We guarantee that the repairs on your equipment are fixed right or the repairs are free. And with a guarantee like that, plus 777, it's a win-win-win. So if you've got a cooling emergency, call 450-6300 for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, where you just hit the jackpot.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Escape the congestion and noise. Why not choose to live in your own ideal place? We're the Ideal Living Resort and Retirement Expo. We know that where you live affects how you live. Find your ideal destination this weekend at the Expo. Come and compare more than 50 unique lifestyle communities from the Carolinas to Florida. Join us this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner to find your ideal destination. Call 800-736-0321 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Closure in the district near Federal Triangle closes Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest between 12th and 13th Street. Some police activity there. Take you to the Wilson Bridge. We had the crash interloop in the backups at St. Barnabas Road. Your delay is still beginning before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now for DC 295, we've had lanes open this morning, inbound 11th Street Bridge. Freeway, but now we have big delays off of the Beltway, 295, heavy volume extending onto the freeway, and on 395 from the Beltway most of the way to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound George Washington Parkway, Key Bridge crash on the shoulder, and on the toll road inbound near Wheelie Avenue crash out of the travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain gets close today, a few showers east and south, and those showers should stay out of the district. West and north, less of a chance of rainfall. Still generally cloudy with that rain threat east and south, 82. Tonight, cloudy, 72. Wednesday, clouds give way to some partial clearing, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Burt, 68 in Greenbelt, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. And by the way, author of a new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So look, you know, we never want on Mornings in the Mall to look at one poll and draw any drastic conclusions. But I think if you look at all of the polls and the totality of all the numbers that have been crunched by the pollsters, you're beginning to see that there is a trend here and the polls are definitely tightening. What is your read on all this?
Same thing. Same way. National polls tightening, swing state polls tightening. And I don't think Trump's latest economic growth speech from Thursday at the New York Economics Club, I don't think those are in those polls yet, but I think that was a very important moment because Hillary's just going to be raising taxes and nationalizing health care, and you can't tax your way into prosperity, whereas Trump has a really strong economic growth plan with the business tax cuts in the lead and lots of deregulation. You know, he's very much, I wrote this, he's very much in the JFK Reagan tax cutting supply side tradition. He never gets enough credit for it, but he has a terrific growth policy, and she doesn't.
Looking at something that was probably in some of these polls, there's at least some of them were taken during the time when she had that health scare, and also after the comment about the basket of deplorables. How much do you think that is playing into these numbers as they continue to tighten?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, the deplorables was a deplorable thing to say, and it probably cost her somewhat. I was kind of thinking that you know, she really, this sort of dishonesty thing plagues her, lack of trustworthiness. And look, she has a bad cold, and she won't acknowledge it until she slumps over at the 9/11 remembrance. I mean, I think that stuff, you know, look, I wish her well. I don't wish anybody ill health, but you gotta kind of fess up, and she never does, and I think drip, 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 that really hurts her. But again, I come back to this. She does not have an economic growth plan. And Trump is out-trumping her now. He's given two big speeches, one in Detroit and one at the New York Economics Club. And she has nothing. All she does is attack Trump, you know, personally with these sort of faux financial attacks, which don't make any sense at all. And meanwhile, they're on the take with the Clinton cash and their own speeches. I just think that's a problem. Economy number one. I don't know if you read Byron York's piece earlier this week. Number one by far. And Trump's got a program to restore growth. She has a program to keep recession. That's the way I see it.
Larry, obviously, growth, economic growth is an important thing to you. That's why you wrote the book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution. And by the way, I want to point out, you're in town this Friday over at Heritage Foundation. You're going to be doing a book signing there from 12 to 1 at Heritage down by Union Station. So that'll be cool.
I just want to make sure you know.
Yeah.
Because of our long friendship and discussions down through the years, that I am prepared to give both of you signed copies of a free book.
Wow.
I will not make this pledge to many people.
Wow.
You two are at the front of the signed copies of a free book because I'm so grateful that you keep having me on this morning show.
That's very gracious of you. Thank you.
I think that there are federal regulations prohibiting us from accepting such a gift.
Oh, come on. But we do appreciate it.
We hope to see you down there. But I want to ask you this. You keep talking about the speech that Donald Trump gave in New York. Part of that speech, he made a very, very specific threat to Ford Motor Company, because this was the day after Ford decided that they're going to retool one of their assembly lines in the Detroit area up in Michigan and make it so that instead of making the small economical cars, it'll make the midsize and larger cars. And then they're going to ship the assembly of those small economic cars down to Mexico so they can compete. Now, you know, you understand the free market. They got to do that to compete. What do you think of your candidate threatening Ford with a 35% levy because of that?
Well, look, it's a good threat, I suppose. All that has to be sorted out. I think Trump is using that as an illustration, and he's not happy with Ford. Now, by the way, in fairness, Ford is saying no jobs will be lost, and investment will continue because they're going to assembly line different cars,
right?
Okay, in Detroit. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But
hold on. Even if jobs were lost, Larry, would you be chastising Ford for making this move?
I personally wouldn't, no, because they have to do what's best for their shareholders. However, Mr. Trump makes a very good point. Number one, let's make sure that these moves are difficult. And number two, his own corporate tax cut plan, which would slash business tax rates and would offer repatriation for overseas money and would be very inviting for new investment in the United States. I think that plan takes care of a lot of what Ford is thinking about doing. And we don't know yet if Ford will make good on its promise of producing new cars in the Detroit area. We don't know that. The president, I believe his name is Healey, he's saying that, but we don't know that. So look, Trump's trying to make a point. I don't blame him. He's trying to make a point.
All right,
Stay home, take advantage of our new tax rates. That's the key point. Incentivize the economy, and let's grow it 4 or 5% for a change.
We got 1 minute left, and it's a complex issue, but I need you to wrap it up in a minute. What about the Fed meeting tomorrow?
It's a very complex issue, and they should not raise their target rates. And the reason they should not raise their target rates, because the Fed's job is to hold down inflation, and they are succeeding. They are succeeding. The most widely viewed inflation measure, personal consumer deflator, 0.8% last 12 months. And it's been hovering there for quite some time. So don't raise rates because more people are working and prospering, okay? That's not their mandate. And their stupid models on that should be completely erased and destroyed. And we should put a knife through them and put them into the dustbin of history. Instead, let the inflation rate guide the Fed. The dollar and price stability should be their goals. They're all screwed up. They need a complete restructuring and overhaul.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. Larry Kudlow, your book signing is at the Heritage Foundation on Friday between noon and 1. So if you want to meet Larry, go down there and attend that event and get your book signed. Larry, good to have you. It is now 8:45 or 8:44 on WMAL.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
So the kids are back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery, and they're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. With the Zero Res cleaning, stains, pet accidents, dirt, allergens, contaminants, and pet fur will all be removed. Let's talk about those allergens for a minute. If you suffer from allergies, this fall is turning out to be just as bad as this spring. Was. And it's because a whole bunch of that stuff is still stuck in your carpet. Think about your carpet like an air filter. All that stuff is still in there. Well, Zero Res is going to get rid of all of it, and it's going to make a huge difference in your life. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL Larry O'Connor special. They're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have a closure, Ryan, in Northwest on Pennsylvania Avenue. Shut down between 12th and 13th Street. And then the stretch of 13th just north of there closed with some police activity. Try to avoid that area if you can. I'm already watching Pennsylvania Avenue get bogged down. 15th Street will definitely take some of the heat, as will Constitution Avenue. Because if you're coming from Constitution Avenue on 13th Street, you're really getting hit hard here, or 12th Street up toward Pennsylvania Avenue with the closure points. I spoke too soon on the freeway. We do have a crash now. Westbound, Southeast, Southwest Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel on the Case Bridge before you get to the 14th Street Bridge, and delays coming off of each direction of DC 295. Better in Virginia. It's still slow, trying to push through Woodbridge, but the crash near the Fairfax County Parkway out of the travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain gets close today. A few showers east and south, and those showers should stay out of the district. West and north, less of a chance of rainfall. It's going to be generally cloudy with that rain threat east and south. 82. Tonight, cloudy, 72. Wednesday, clouds give way to some partial clearing, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Still holding firm at 72 degrees in the nation's capital at 847.
Let the midnight special.
Get ready, because the midnight regulations are coming from the Obama administration. What are midnight regulations? Well, look, it happens in every administration as they reach the end of their time in office. They try to shove a bunch of stuff through the regulatory process, rules that will have an impact on things like the EPA and businesses, and they try to push in the things that they want to see happen from a regulatory standpoint, so that when they're gone, there's a little something to remember them by. Okay? Well, apparently, when you compare the Obama administration to past administrations, it's breathtaking what they're trying to do. Here's a quote from Diane Katz, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, who looks at these kind of things. And I don't mean to say that George Bush wasn't active like this. They all are. Said, but Obama is in a different league. He's been direct about using all of the administrative means at his disposal. Data compiled by the Heritage Foundation found that there were 184 major rules issued during the first 6 years. That was an $80 billion tax hike with some of those rules, or cost associated with those rules. But the American Action Forum says that there are 60 new rules right now that are being finalized, and another 60 that are being proposed, 1,500 potential rules and regulations that are in the pipeline, and 700 of them would have economic significance, according to this study. And apparently the Obama administration is going full bore to try to get as many of these things pushed through the system before they leave office.
So there are two candidates who will be sitting in that office after Barack Obama, and I'm guessing one of them will be happy to keep those regulations all in place, and perhaps, I would think, the other one, based on what he has been saying. Ooh, I gave it away. I said he. Based on what he is saying about rolling back regulations with regard to manufacturing and the environment, that he might be interested in looking at all of those and saying, no. We're going to reverse these, because if Barack Obama can do it all by himself and set these regulations, that means that Donald Trump can reverse them. But see, this is what happens. If Obama sets all of these standards and all these regulations and all of these things through the EPA, and then and 60 days later, the Republican president goes in there and says, no, we're going to reverse this, then all you hear from the media and from the Democrats on the Hill is he's ripping apart our environment. He's screwing all our regulations. They've only been in place for 60 days.
Yeah.
They haven't even been implemented yet.
Right.
But they'll say that he's destroying the environment.
And the other thing you got to watch out for is when regulations are pushed through in a hurry, they're usually not very good regulations. They're badly crafted, and they cause more problems than they solve.
Unlike all those great regulations that are deliberately studied and passed.
Well, there is a difference, believe it or not. 850 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The World Poker Tour is back, and only at Live Casino. Get ready for 11 events and over $2 million in prizes from September 23rd through October 5th. The main event starts October 1st, so bring your best poker face and get ready to win big. Become the next World Poker Tour Maryland champion only at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
This next issue is something we must do something about. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Suicide has surpassed homicide to become the second leading cause of death for teens. That's according to an upsetting new report by the American Academy of Pediatrics. The report's author says suicide rates may have increased due to the stresses and anger levels induced by electronic media, and also a reluctance to prescribe antidepressant medications. More than a decade ago, the FDA began warning healthcare providers about an increased risk of suicidal thinking and behaviors among adolescents taking these drugs. But studies have since shown that the benefits of antidepressants significantly outweigh the risks for most patients. The AAP is encouraging doctors and parents to look out for risk factors such as a history of abuse, substance abuse, mood disorders, or excessive internet use. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
There is nothing worse than working all day on sore feet. Well, maybe working all day on sore feet, not being able to concentrate, neglecting to set the brake on your work truck, sprinting after it like a maniac, falling down and watching it roll into a drainage ditch. Yeah, that's worse. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Grid Works boot. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Boy, that is a great choice. You must have heard me talking about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. You know, the rental market is red hot right now. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only will you make more money by renting out your home and or investment property or your inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renter's Warehouse. They're America's number one rent estate company. They help everyday homeowners lease and manage their their homes. And for just $80 a month, they're going to price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, plus great tax benefits. It's called Rent Estate. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renter's Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis over at renterswarehouse.com. Or call them. They're right here in Washington, D.C. 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we still have many slow areas. We'll take you George Washington Parkway southbound. Had the crash near the Key Bridge. That was cleared. Now one in the backups reported near Spout Run. 395 from near King Street to and across the 14th Street Bridge on the brakes. The westbound side of the freeway, we had the crash near the Case Bridge. And on the eastbound side, looks like you're rubbernecking to get through there as well. To the Wilson Bridge, we're almost still back to Route 5 before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And in northwest, closed with police activity, Pennsylvania Avenue between 12th and 13th Street. That's near Federal Triangle. 15th Street could be an option for you, but that's picking up a lot of extra volume. Constitution Avenue is getting bogged down south of Pennsylvania. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Front to the east should keep moisture to our east today. Chesapeake Bay points east out toward the coast. That's where most of the rain will stay. Cloudy here. West and north also staying cloudy, low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 70s. Clouds go away to sunshine tomorrow with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees in your nation's capital at 8:56.
The Pokemon obsession.
This is Tangela.
The dangerous close calls, even health and privacy issues. Is Pokemon fun going too far? A 7 on your side alert. Tonight after Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC 7 News at 11.
They say when the rider burns you, he burns your soul.
Vengeance is coming.
You don't get to decide who deserves to die.
I'm not the one who decides.
When Ghost Rider roars onto Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now at a new time. Tuesdays, 10, 9 central.
No, please, God, no! No!
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ghost Rider. Season premiere.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side. 7 on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words 7 on your side.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown, we lowered our power bill with Novex, winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Well, tomorrow we'll have KT McFarland, and we'll be joined by Byron York, who's been doing some great coverage of campaign 2016.
Excellent. Also coming up on the Drive at 5 today, we'll give you the latest on your commute home. Here comes Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning to you, gentlemen. Jerry Brown has taken decisive action having to do with the weather, and I think we'll all be very happy about that. Donald Trump on radical Islamic terrorist jihadis thrown in the can. Can you say in the can?
Sure, here you can. Okay. You betcha.
In the can, and I want to talk to you about what you expect from the next president of the United States when it comes to the rising tide of radical Islam, the death cult that afflicts our